East River College, Haynes Physical Therapy, Davis Ford, Nerds on Cull, and Mid-Century Fiber. And now, Little Giant Basketball with the voices of the Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber.
It is a championship night back here at Western Hall. It'll be games 24, 25, and 26. And Bob and I will have the pleasure of calling each of the next three for you here on this final night of the 71st Annual Macomb Western Holiday Basketball Tournament. Welcome inside to our pregame show. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. We've got Megan, our engineer, back at the studios of WBYS. M. Bixler Video Productions alongside. Good to have him along. And Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber. Had a little bit of a downtime, a little break time in between. One game already played. That was in the Constellation Championship. A-Town 48-40 over Camp Point Central. Game upon us is for 5th and 6th place. It's Illini West 7-4 against Illini Bluffs 9-4, and a good dramatic finish earlier today for the Tigers, who defeated Rockridge 68-66. Again, emotionally, if you're Illini Bluffs, man, you got to be carrying a lot of, again, pride after that game. The way that the thing finished, and we're able to pick up a win to get here to the 5th and 6th place game.
Yeah, I think out of the games that are left, I think Canton and, you know, Illini Bluffs probably have the best momentum, you know, going into their final game of the night. You know, it was definitely a lot of ebb and flow to that game, and it was a great game to call and a great game to watch, and man, what a finish. 2.6 on the clock, you get the baseball pass inbound, you get a layup, buzzer goes off, you're playing in the fifth place game.
And then everybody's asking, who made the pass? It was Cam Scott and those type of things, and those are the things that, again, stories will be told a little later, you know, great dramatic games on the championship day. Facing, again, Illini Bluffs, 9-4, is Illini West, 7-4. We saw them earlier. Of course, the Canton Little Giants beat them 55-52. In a very tight game, they have inside play of Brady Atkinson on the perimeter. They have also Connor Artman and a couple of other, again, role players for, again, Illini West. Another good, really good matchup. And we've had some terrific matchups, real tight games. Camp Point Central came back, made it a close game against A-Town. They got out. And again, A-Town made it through that consolation bracket to win. So we are faced with some really good matchups. Game number two of the evening, that'll be for third and fourth place. West Hancock, 10-2 against Farmington, 11-2. That's for third place. Reno Pinkston, Jeff Otto matched up in that one. Then in our title game tonight at 9:30, 9-1 teams, Canton taking on Kittsfield. So that is the scenario. Kind of a brief look at that. We'll have a little bit comment about each of those games while we continue. Our pregame show is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Back when we take a 90-second timeout. Again, our coverage from Macomb.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. Extra and mustard. It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
A home and away tradition for Canton Little Giant basketball since 1968. WBYS, streaming online, 1560wbys.com.
Back here as our coverage continues, about 2 minutes out. It's always the neat thing, you know. Had a nice little conversation. Can't tell all the good stories, but we had a nice little conversation. We're taking a break, and one of the things when you are covering this along the way, you get to meet a lot of great people who have a great passion like we do for basketball, and then you meet the same kind of deal when you do football, but it's a little bit more personal because football, you come and go. It's one game a week, and there's a ton of games, and you have tournaments like this, and you see the coaching staff and people, and right now, you know, riding high, the Canton Little Giants, and again, a lot of, again, attention is being drawn to Canton, and it should be. A lot of work has been put in, kind of turn things around, and each of these different programs going through the same process, you know, and that's one of the neat things to see, all the pride, a lot of these parents, fans come out and turn out for a great tournament like this, and Macomb does it upright. Now, this is the 71st year. Been able to be over here since I was in high school back in the 70s, and it hasn't really changed. You know, when you look at it, a lot of the different committee people either have passed and some of the great friendships over there, but again, it's always kind of neat to have a conversation in the downtime, you know, and that's one of the things, and Bob's chuckling that, you know, it's one of the things that when you take a look at that, I mean, again, you get a cross-section of people who only see each other really this once time of year.
Yeah.
And you just kind of pick up your conversation where you kind of left off last year.
It's a three-day reunion, and, you know, it takes all shapes and sizes to make the world go round. And when you come into a facility like this for a tournament like this, it's the same aspect. You know, I absolutely love coming here and just talking to all the guys. And, you know, the funny thing is you can talk about anything you want to. What do we always talk about? Basketball.
Yeah. I mean, they could talk about the world problems and everything like that, but it's a neat kind of scenario, and very proud to be a part of that fraternity called high school basketball here in the state of Illinois. Looking at the starting lineups tonight, it'll be for Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton, 649-1572 for a free entry screen. They fix sports injuries. Tonight, starting lineup, first of all, for Illini West, they will go with Kennedy Gooding. He'll be a 6'4 junior. Also, Connor Artman, a guard, 5'9". Also a start for them. As we take a look at that, again, we have Gooding there just introduced. Connor Artman, Jackson Porter, 6'1 and a junior, number 12. Also, you got Chase Granger, 6' senior. And Brady Atkinson, 6'4 and a senior. For Illini West, their coach is Bill Rasmussen. And at the end, they're the Chargers out of the West Central North Division. For Illini Bluffs, they come in with Clay Vass in his fourth season as a head coach. Steve Schaefer, Jake Vass are the assistants. Also, the former, again, athletic director, former Canton Little Giants standout, Steve Bishop. And that's another thing. You get people coming out of the woodworks. You have success in playing over here in this tournament. Lineup will go with Brock Bauer. Also, again, for, again, Illini Bluffs, sophomore is Cam Scott, junior, Braden Cox, Taylor Bruniga. In the matchup here, and also a junior, it is Jason Alexander. All the points scored by Bruniga have been 30-plus. He's in how many categories out of the top 10? Four? Or at least some of those different, I mean.
Points scored, point average
scored,
per game.
Average. I mean,
free throws per game, made and attempted.
And that's one of the things in voting for the MVP. A lot of folks will probably vote for him, but we see a little different, again, perspective with our own, again, the player for the Canton Little Giants and Cooper Smith. He's drawn a lot of attention, both of them, and I think it's going to be a very close ballot.
And I think it's down to those two. You know, I think Nick Reel will probably get some consideration from Pittsfield because he's averaged double figures per game. But I think those two have the biggest impact for their teams tonight.
So it's Brock Bauer starting out the Tigers of Illini Bluffs with a three. Just into the opening first quarter here. First of three games on championship night here. They'll extend it out to that zone. And again, deflection. Again, the Chargers of Illini. Again, with the Chargers. Again, have the possession. Defended by IB. We'll just go maybe Chargers and the Tigers. That's a lot. It's Illini.
Too many Illini.
Too many Illini. 7-24 in the baseline. Jumper's no good. Off the mark there by Gooding. Now the pack comes IB Tigers. They cross the timeline. Brock Bauer pushes it. Off to dribble Alexander. Cam Scott open right at the top of the circle. Rimmed it out, no good. Atkinson with the rebound for the Chargers. Decked down in their white, trimmed in orange.
Size advantage and the Wolves have all been three-point attempts.
So it's Bauer with the three. People tend to get, after the third night, a little more lazier, you're saying, or something like that, that they just want to take the long shots.
Left dribble, yeah. Two more.
Lob it off to this near side. That's Porter. Now they put the ball on the floor. Again, zone on the perimeter there. Bauer and Alexander. Atkinson picks it off the short hop. Opposite side, whips it on the perimeter. Three ball,
off.
Way off the mark, no good. Again, Artman. And again, throwaway by Alani West. Down the floor, and again, IV.
You can tell it's a bit sloppy.
You know, after you've had a little bit of break, man, you have to get back out there. That's why in your warm-ups, you need to work a little hard.
You know,
work up a nice little sweat.
These kids are probably wore out. You know, this is game number four in 3 days, too.
You get to this point here, and again, it's a college floor. It's always a lot different. 6-18. Bowers three by IB. That's the lead so far against the Illini Central. They attack off the left side. But again, skip pass and looking over the defense. Bauer and Alexander. Lazy pass out there. I'm surprised that Alexander didn't jump out there. Can you take a look at, again, Illini West. Can't the Little Giants beat them 55-52. And again, on the loser's bracket side, it was, again, after the Canton Little Giants defeated them, and again, they won the opening round. They beat Illini Central 67-55. And so that's a couple of wins by Illini West. They come in at 7-4. Off the elbow to the right side, shot is no good. After the miss, ball fray and a tie-up right at midcourt. Everybody's a little sloppier play, trying to get their bearings. That's what you fear, you know, after having set around and you watch, you kind of stretch out. They have a little rec room around here that you can lounge, those type of things. People probably went and got something to eat in between, stretch the legs.
You're already tired. It's hard to get them legs moving and get back into game shape.
5:38. Same goes for both of us as well.
Yeah.
It's a tough one mentally. It's that mind over matter. Opposite side, a three ball is good by Porter. So both teams have connected on long range threes. 5:21, Illini West, Illini Bluffs. Tie three apiece. This is for fifth and sixth place honors. Taylor Bruniga turns, spins through traffic. Man, I tell you what, big time play by Bruniga.
You know, a mission when he goes around.
Yeah, he does. 5-3, strong take it to the rack here for the Tigers. They lead it 5-3. Atkinson catches it off the opposite side of the lane. See what they do against that zone. Back out front.
Yep,
that is Artman.
It's a 1-3-1 from Illini Bluffs.
Yep, they've switched out of it. They get another long tray. Jackson Porter feeling it early. He's got a pair of trays. 6-5.
My legs are fine.
Again, Cam Scott. Alexander in the trees. Nice little left-handed push shot. Jason Alexander with the offensive board. 7-6 in favor of IB. Coverage here on WBYS on this championship night. 4:18, lob it, far corner. I don't know why he was throwing it there because there's not a lot of room in that far, deep corner here.
And by the coach's expression, he feels the exact same way.
Drew Davis.
If there's ever a place not to throw the basketball, that was one of them.
There's a hero of today, Drew Davis. Again, the big pass from Cam Scott. Threw it right over the shoulder of the defender, and he had just about a half a court to dribble and for the layup as time run out.
Pretty play, though.
It was 68-66 as the Illini Bluffs got a key win over Rockridge today. Out front, that's Porter driving along the baseline, drew some contact. Skip pass, opposite side of the floor to Artman. Back in the lane, nice little high-low look through the ball away. Turnover on Illini West is their first. Off the baseline, same shot, but this time he had a little contention for it. And a putback is up and good by Bryn Cox. Same area we took the layup to win the game earlier today, but that was contested this time. 9-6 now. Tigers lead the Chargers. Opposite side of the floor. Looks over the defense. They got Artman. Quick touch pass and a steal. Another turnover by Illini West, their second. Off the baseline, now it's bounce pass. Davis Bruniga. No way to fight it. He fights for it, still fighting for it. Then he's going to get personal foul. Took it a little bit too deep off the baseline there, Bob. He was behind the basket a little ways there.
It wasn't the best pass for him. You know, I went ahead and went for the layup and that, take a chances.
Or get it back to quick touch here and get reset.
Right. And he let, you know, Taylor try and go for an offensive rebound.
9-6. IB will play the D. Walk it up. It's Connor Artman. Opposite side. Coach Bill Rasmussen. Near corner here. Quick touch by Artman. Down low, you had Atkinson wide open. They haven't really gone to him a lot, as I thought they might in this tournament. On the perimeter, swings it to the opposite side. Good ball movement, and it goes three. He's living right. Three threes by Jackson Porter, and it's a 9-9 tie. Drew Davis missed the shot this time. Bruniga over the back, and Taylor's going to pick up his second.
Two quick fouls.
He's had, you know, certain games, not specifically do I know, he's had a lot, and he waves to the coaches he walks by, saying, I'm all right, I'm all right.
I don't need a sub.
2:43, like he was really going to think about taking him out, probably.
He might.
He might. Yeah, he is. Coming to the scores table here. 9 apiece, 2:34. Gets that zone. They kind of switch out of it. You know, 1-2-2, 2-3 zone. They vary from it. Rebound and picked up out of there. That was by Granger. Three ball opposite side, no good. Swatted away defensively. That was Braden Cox interior. That's going to be a foul against Cox. That's his first and a third as a team. And it'll send Clayton Granger to the free throw line. Couple of trays by Illini West. That's their scoring so far in this action. He had a free throw. He knocks it down. The familiar thing here along press row, along the scores table area, people know you. They either tap you on the head, push you in the back, do something. That's kind of the acknowledgement
it's the
here.
It's norm.
Right? They know we're working. Couple of, again,
made them both.
Yeah, made them both. And again here, 11-9, 2:16. Long three, Brock Bauer. He's got 2 threes.
You leave him open, he's going to shoot it.
2:10. Got a long range. Nice little touch, too. 2 minute mark here in the opening period. Out front, Bruniga plays the D on that perimeter of the zone. Chaser is Bauer and Cox. The ball knocked out of bounds. Substitution. There we go. Coming in is Kennedy Gooding. He'll replace Atkinson. Atkinson will have a sit, and they'll interchange bodies here. Keep fresh legs. Long ways to go in this game. Minute 53. Inbounds comes to the opposite side of the floor. Good cover up defensively by Bauer. Leaves Porter open. Ball and a steal. Turnover by Lani West. That's their third. Tigers with the possession. A minute 42. Opposite side of the floor. Rimmed it out. No good. That was taken by Teal. Missed opportunity by Lani Bluffs.
I guess I was rushed a little bit.
12-11. Again, it's Illini Bluffs with that one-point lead down the lane. Shot was partially blocked. Good job defensively by Cox. Substitution to the scores table, Jacob Bryan. Usually a sixth, seventh man. Not usually the first or second guy off the bench for the Chargers. He checks in here with a minute 23. Walking it up the court, Cam Scott. Not as quite a surprise we saw him earlier in the tournament, though. Don't you think, Bob? This term will take a little bit out of you.
It will.
Minute 10. Some nights you're in a bracket. You may have a late night, or you may have an early morning here. Three to this near side. Too strong, and then we got a hold underneath. We'll see which way we go here.
Might be on Marino.
Yeah. It's going to be against Chase Granger.
I thought they were going to come Marino over the back.
Yeah.
Boy, that was close.
First as a team. 102 left in this period. Reverses it. Brock Bauer swings the pass. Cam Scott open for a three. And he knocked it down. Good dribble penetration inside by Bauer. Kicked it up to Scott. And in stride, man, he knocked it down. 15-11. Tigers with the advantage, 46 seconds. High post in the lane. Bottled up there defensively. That zone really did a good job collapsing.
Packing it in.
Yep. Artman now reverses to the opposite side. On the floor. With the possession, it's Granger. Chase with 31 seconds. They leave Artman open. Too strong with a three. Cox beat the man to the rebound position with 23 seconds. Now he puts the brakes on. Bauer goes to the opposite side. High post is Teal. Cox opposite side of the lane to the right. And double team, you have Brunegut. Two guys chasing Brunegut right now. 11 seconds between the circle. Taylor takes it off the dribble and down the lane. That's going to be a blocking foul. And they're going to tee up the coach.
I don't think that was necessary.
No.
That's not a tee.
But they give it to him, didn't
okay
they?
Okay to show emotion. Gee, whiz.
They had a blocking foul.
And that was a judgment call that he thought was wrong.
So Gooding commits the blocking foul. And then the bench for Illini West gets the technical. He just jumped up and down. He thought it should have went the other way.
Here's the thing that a lot of folks don't realize. He has to sit the rest of the game.
So free throw is good.
Guess who's at the free throw line?
Yeah, Brunega. What has he done in the tournament?
Make free throws.
And make free throws, that's for sure.
And a boatload of them.
18 of 19, 13 of 14, 23 of 27.
And the winner is?
And Brunega.
It's like lottery numbers.
And he gets the opportunity to shoot the technical after the personal one. So it's 6 seconds. It's a huge swing for them. Big time. Got them all down. And they keep the basketball with 6 seconds left. 19-11. So it's, again, a huge swing here. 19-11 with 6 seconds. So inbound the opposite side of the court. Be the final play of this period. Back out front. They'll settle with it. Teal with four. Opposite side, Bauer. He drives with three. Long the baseline, but they count it. Take a little move off the left side. And they reward him with the shot. He actually got fouled, and then he took the shot. That was a little thought-provoking there as well. So foul, and Bauer gets the field goal and the free throw, and that's the way it comes to an end. Again, 8-0 finish to that period. 22-11. Illini Bluffs with the lead. We head to the second period. Back here in 1 minute.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
With the free throws and everything that kind of finished, it was a 6-0, but it ended up being a 10-0 finish to that particular part of the period, and it's an 11-point lead now. Second period's underway. IB fights for it on the floor. Teal, and he raises up, and they call it an over and back. It's hard to see where that line is. You see the black part here near the scores table, but the rest of the floor, Bob, it's hard to see where the actual middle part is. It's an over and back.
Turnover number three
for IB. Chargers will inbound. With the basketball, it's Porter. Had the hot hand. He had the three trays. Added a couple of free throws. That's their scoring. Free throw line jumper and comes up short. No good by Granger. Again, a tip in. And I think I didn't get to see who was the tip in there. I'll find out. 22-13, 7:29. Tip in the opposite side, and no good by Cox. Ball goes out of bounds. Hey, Bill. Bill. Hey, Bill. Bill. Who got the tip in down there? Who is it sit them down nearby? Back here at 7:23, trying to get a clarification on the opposite side. Bounce pass, Jason Alexander, a little head fake and a travel by Alani Bluffs.
Turnover number four.
7:17. Again here. And the tip-in was by Gooding. Thank you, Bill. Tip-in was by Kennedy Gooding, so it's 22-13. Opposite end of the floor, shot no good. That was taken by Jacob Bryan after the miss.
Yeah, good look at the basket.
Minute gone by in the second period here from McComb. Opposite side of the floor, kick out to Bauer. He's covered up defensively, and it's a Quint foul on the low block area.
That should be on Bryan.
Yeah. First against Bryan. That's going to be his second. Sometimes I have to look up. When you do, this is game 11.
I don't know.
Something like that. I have to look up to make sure which period I'm talking about.
For us, this is game number, I think, 11.
That's my exact point here. I have to look up, make sure. Bauer. Oh. Wow, buried. He's had the hot hand in this game, man. Big three in this second period. He's got 12. Three trays, 6:38. I know Papa Steve would like to see the way he's shooting like this. Here comes Bruniga, and they get a layup for the finish with a basket. 27-13. Well, it was 22-11.
On a run.
At the end of that first period, Gooding had the tip in, and that's been it offensively for Illini West. Get a quick start here. Opposite side, good hustle.
And that's just it. The Illini Blood Squad is diving for loose balls, trying to get all the six possessions they can.
Rude Davis. Sometimes losses are the best remedy in certain things.
Oh, I totally agree.
Then you follow up with a dynamic win that they had today. That can really energize you, and it has certainly in this
and
game.
Playing
here.
Strong for the fifth and sixth place.
6 minute mark here. Second period. Again, opposite side, and they leave Porter open, and he continues to stroke it from three. That's his fourth tray, 27-16.
At 12, there's 16.
He's stroking it from long range, the opposite side of the floor. Brock Bauer, he tried to answer and rimmed it out, no good. Nice-looking shot the opposite side, 27-16. IB falls back on defense with 5:31 underneath Atkinson. He got clobbered.
Oh, yeah. Locked him behind.
And they called it. I thought he got him pretty good. But no call.
That was Drew Davis with the block.
Yeah. See, I've seen times when that's called a simple thing, but full timeout coming up. Along with MBixer Video Production, WBYS coverage from McCombs Holiday Tournament. 5:29, 27-16 at Fever Illini Bluffs over Illini West. Back in a minute.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will you?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Timeout taken here courtside from McComb. Inbounds will come for the Illini West, 7-4, heading through this tournament. They'll be a force to reckon with. They got a nice little nucleus.
They do.
Yep. Top of the key, guard oriented. Little bump in the lane, and again, he just tosses up scoop shot. Porter knocked out of bounds to become Illini Bluffs way. Again, he didn't really believe he was going to make it. I know that. He was trying to get fouled, and that's not the case. 5-11, Braden Cox back in for the sub, and he replaces Jason Alexander. Bruniga right in front of us. and carries double team everywhere he goes,
that's
man.
That's just crazy. It's pretty much.
Again, long three by Cam Scott, and it goes in.
I think it's a lot to sacrifice just for one player.
It is. A couple of trays by Cam Scott. 30-16, they extend the lead up by 14.
Want to watch a gimmick defense. Well, this is one to watch.
Yeah. 30-16. Far side, three is no good by Porter. Track down underneath, layup, shot was blocked, and a foul. There was less contact in that one, but they called a foul. And Granger.
Cox.
Yeah.
It was one of the two, Cox or Brunigan.
Yep, I know. Both of them are standing about the same area. So Cox picks up his second. Brunigan has two. And we'll find Alani West to the free throw line. That's Clayton Granger. Missed the first one. He's two out of three in this game. Still to come, a third-place game, West Hancock-Farmington at 8, then Canton, and also coming up in the nightcap, Canton takes on Pittsfield with 4:30. And underneath there, Atkinson was going to attempt a shot block, and again, missed opportunity by Drew Davis.
He's right there, too.
He was riding high today, but he's missed a couple of shots at that time. It'll break this game, will humble you.
Yeah, really quick.
4-10. And again, into the poster. Good job by Cox. Hook shot by Atkinson. Goes off the glass and makes it the 2 points by Atkinson.
And that's not the easiest angle in the world
to
take either.
30-19, Braden Cox with a three.
Man, everybody's stealing the outside shot.
And in this game so far, I believe it's seven trays by IB. 33-19. With 3:44. Again to the opposite side of the floor with 3:40. Down the lane, pull-up jumper, swatted away by Cox, fights for it. Atkinson tipped it. And again, a shot off this left side by Chase Granger. Not much of a contact, but enough to warrant the foul. Again, the foul was given to, Drew Davis.
Yes, yeah. It was.
I never seen the official really come over here. So a couple of players at the scorers table will check in. Again, Chase Granger. He had Clayton there a minute ago. Being one out of two. Sinks the free throw. Another one coming up. Again, Bauer returns and Jason Alexander. That's the two returning for IB. Their bench all the way down the opposite end with Clay Vass and his staff. Again, who was the first people we saw coming in when we arrived this morning for the 10:30 game? It was Lonnie Bluff's bus. So it's a long day for everybody involved in this championship day.
And man, when it's all over, they'd be out here like the Blue Angels.
And so will we.
We will.
3:30.
Hopefully we'll be smiling all the way home.
And I might sleep till about noon tomorrow. 33-21, Bauer opposite side. It's good.
I tell you what,
he's got the nice little stroke going tonight. Four trays. Wow.
It's a bit of a shot put type delivery, but it's nothing to nail on.
15 by Brock Bauer. Again, it's 3:06. Outlet it comes. Cam Scott takes it, shovels a pass outside. Brock Bauer again, in and out, no good. Taylor Brunega had the ball stripped away from him. He goes out of bounds. Everybody was almost anticipating that Bauer's shot was going to go in. Everybody kind of backed off a little bit.
Reacting toward the other end.
Brunega, Cam Scott to this near side. In and out, no good. Brunega, 32, I think. We'll see. Either that or Alexander, both of them. No. Oh. Kennedy Gooding. Wow. Goes the other way.
I think Gooding with a push.
Yep. Gooding with a push. That's his second. 2:51. 36-21, Alani Bluffs in lead. Braden Cox, three balls, no good. You see any players anymore, and nobody's really shy for shooting threes, are they? No. They get a chance, they're going to light it up.
Nothing in game number two of the day.
2:30, and then they held ball. Should be a jump ball. Good call.
Nice play by Brock Bauer.
Yep, good defensive. It's one of his best games. You know, we have seen him. He is dealing with some knee issues. He's been battling through that. But, again, today he just looks more comfortable shooting.
He's showing flashes today. Yeah. This is the most consistent game.
And that's what, they're looking out of him. He's a junior. This will be a confidence builder. This is the good thing about this tournament. It can do a lot of different things for you.
It can make you or break you.
It does. Down the lane, off-balance shot, one-handed shot by Artman. That's his first 2 points.
Plays.
First two of the game, 36-23. Cam Scott got away with the carry. Underneath, Bruniga wide open. First time he again got loose to the shadow, those two defensive players.
Yeah.
10 points in the game, 207. Back out front, quick touch, goes to the hands of Artman. 2 minute mark here. 8 o'clock game, West Hancock, Farmington, and then Canton, Pittsfield. Wow, we're looking forward to that next two games.
The turnover at 5 for Illini West.
All right. Here in the action of this fifth, sixth place game, with a minute 43 remaining. Green to circle, Cox, everybody's taking threes in this game. How many attempts we look at here, Bob?
That's 10, number 9 of his quarter for Illini Bluffs.
Again, they connected on 4 in this period.
Yep, 3 in the first.
And 3 in the first. And again, 38-23 with a minute 35. They'll walk it up. Bauer will meet him near the timeline. That's Artman. Double team. Now he gets it off his shoulder. Almost pinned it there. Out front, that's Porter. On the exchange, who they have in the lineup as well, Caden Kirkin, who comes in. Lost a handle on it. Gooding resets
that's
off the side, way short.
That's
ball is tipped.
Yep.
Outlet, Bruniga, and he stepped on the end line, or they're saying a push. And a foul against Bruniga.
That's 3.
He flat ran over the guy on the opposite side of the floor. I was looking more up for the court here. But to see that other player, he ran flat over him. That's
going to
be the
now.
Third against Bruniga. With this lead, they're lucky they have a little bit of sizable lead in this stretch. And we're nearing halftime with 109. IB will play D. 38-23, they have the lead. Off the dribble with 103. Out front goes to the hands of Artman. Looking over the defense by the Tigers. Cam Scott jumps out there on the switch.
Travel.
Yeah, it's a travel by Illini West.
6 turnovers.
So 6. Now we start out the opening day and, you know, again throughout the stretch of 3 games and you look up and behold and again we're in game 24 here. And it's amazing, isn't it, when you go through all the whole process.
And you feel it. There's no way around
and
it.
And your voice takes the penalty. It takes the brunt of everything. Opposite side, Cam Scott, what else would he shoot but a 3? Cam Scott with a 3, that's her 8th tray, that's his 3rd. 41-23, 25 seconds. They don't want to get beat up, man, driving down the lane, doing all this stuff. They want to play it safe by shooting the 3, ball kicked out of bounds with 17.7. Get a decent little crowd here for the 5th, 6th place game. That'll continue to build as we get late in the evening here. Lob it out to the right side. Pull-up jumper, rimmed it out, no good. That was taken by Granger. And a foul underneath. Could be against Teal. So 2 coming up, free throws. 3-4, that's Alexander. All right. And 7th as a team. And to the free throw line will be Jackson Porter.
Got the first one.
All right, first one goes down. They've been pretty good, only one miss in the action. That was by Clayton Granger. He was 3 for 4. Another opportunity coming up from Jackson Porter. Roll both those in. 14 on the night. He has 4 trays. 41-25. 6 seconds, opposite side. Bauer sets a screen. Shot was blocked. They were trying to get the shot there by Reese Shear, and it was tipped. That's the way the half comes to a close. Illini Bluffs, 41. Illini West, 25. Halfway through, first of 3 games in the championship round here from Macomb. Up next, it's the halftime show. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. And I remind you, Monocle's will be closed New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Monocle's Halftime Show, when we return, while with MBixler Video Production on WBYS Back in 2 minutes.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spoon River College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Mid-America National Bank offers plenty of reasons to bank with us. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer.
I'm Jody Wilcoxon, Business Banking Associate. Mid-America offers all the financial services you need, from online banking, online bill pay, and a convenient mobile banking app, to lending, trust, and investment services. We've got you covered for personal and business.
To learn more, visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today's play-by-play voice for Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber on AM 1560, 93.7 FM, WBYS, Canton.
Of course, our coverage tonight continues on this championship night. If you've been through us throughout the last 3 days, we really appreciate the being a part of our coverage here. And on this a final night, and we hope that everybody has a great and a safe New Year's Eve. That's coming up this weekend. And, of course, we change into 2017. Been a tough season, a lot of different passings, and my memory of my dad is one of those special ones. He always gave me the opportunity to play sports when I was younger and to be able to kind of live my dream and always be thankful for being able to have that a part of my life and how much it means to Bob and I, who have been able to do this for 16 years in coverage. And this is one of our favorite venues, one of our favorite things to be a part of here, coming to the Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament. And do you have the likes of Dan Rouse, and you have a few other folks that over the number of years that we've been able to become friends with. And again, some of those have no longer around. And Adrian McMahon is another one. I think one of the first guys that I ever had an opportunity to really come over, and over the number of years, he was so good to us and always took care of us. We have always asked if we needed anything, or take part of it. And lo and behold, he was actually a longtime friend of my dad. He was an insurance adjuster, so he and my dad crossed paths for a number of years when my dad was working at the body shop of Art and Jeans for a number of years ago. And those are the kind of the weird things that do happen, you know, that you have those things cross-sect your life. And then lo and behold, a guy that my dad had a lot of respect for and each other had, and then you end up meeting here, and then different things down the line. But again, that's what it's all about, and the sportsmanship we're able to share here, it's being shared in the 71st annual Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament. One team that will be leaving, Illini Central, will be living in Jacksonville, will be the new entry next season. And really didn't know by covering this all the many years, Bob, and one of the things is that there is a waiting list. There has been for several years of teams wanting to get into this. This is a pretty prestigious one for, again, with the exception of Canton, one of the larger schools. Most of the other teams, again, have a lot of prestige, 1A, 2A now, or it used to be the Class A teams. A lot of teams who come out of here one time or another have won state championships or have made a return trip. We got a couple of teams from a year ago. Be a part of that, Rock Ridge and Liberty. And just the tradition We have a team that's waiting in the wings with West Central. Again, Navacalusa used to be with Reno Pinkston. Farmington has had their number of trips, so a lot of that history is being shared as we kind of think about it here in the Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament.
There's a lot of teams, you know, over the years that have advanced, you know, to make a trip to bring some hardware home for the state finals. And, you know, it's interesting the Illini Central is going to depart and not return. And, you know, here comes Jacksonville in, and, you know, everybody's going to say, well, what do you know about Jacksonville? The funny thing is their current coach now was here before with the former team and wasn't playing, Cliff Cameron.
Yeah.
So we're going to see him again.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He coaches.
He wins.
And what has he done? Won a championship.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It might be with a different ball club, but the coaching philosophy is still there. And it's funny, those guys who get that significant win and, you know, kind of ride up into the sunset, they're never going to return. 9 times out of 10, they return.
Absolutely. And I think that in that same year that they won a state championship basketball, they won baseball as well.
They did.
Was it Dusty Benko? Benko. Benko.
Yeah. I think it's
right?
Benko, I think.
Benko, right?
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
A number of years ago, so that was one of the things. So it's one of those things you can start a conversation with everybody around here, and there's a lot of great history of a lot of teams that have passed through here. So
Macomb's made a run.
Yeah.
Lewistown's made a run.
Pittsville won a state title.
Illini Central.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's prestigious to get the Canton Little Giants back in the title game against a longtime, really perennial power back in the 80s. Dave
90s.
Bennett with Pittsfield.
Yeah,
so that'll be coming up. Let's take a look at the in-game stats. They're brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Experience quality selection, excellent customer service. Canton and Elmwood. First half stats. Here's Bob Wagner.
All right, Leon, for Illini West, they're 7 out of 24 in field goals. That's 29.2%. 4 out of 12 in three-point shooting, 33.3%. 7 out of 8 in free throws, 87.5%. 18 total rebounds, 9 offensive, 7 first-half turnovers. For the Illini Bluffs Tigers, 14 out of 30 in field goals, 46.7%. 8 out of 19 in three-point shooting, 42.1%. 5 for 5 in free throws, all of those in the first quarter. That's 100%. 13 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 5 total turnovers.
Largest lead in this game was 18, 16 right now with a lead of 41-25. Score tied twice and lead changed 4 times in this 5th and 6th place game. Scoring for Illini Bluffs, he had 5 points from Braden Cox, 10 by Taylor Bruniga. He is saddled with the 3 personal fouls, 2 points from Jason Alexander. Brock Bauer with 15 in that first half. He had 4 trays, 9 by Cam Scott for their 41, and again they had 8 threes in that first half. Scoring for Illini West, they had 2 points from Kennedy Gooding, 2 points from Chase Granger, 2 Brady Atkinson, 2 by Connor Artman, 14 Jackson Porter had the hot hand. He had 3 trays in the opening quarter. He had 4 in the first half, 1 by Caden Kirkham, 2 by Clayton Granger, and those are the scoring in this first half, 41-25. Halftime brought to you throughout the year by Monocle's Pizza. Back here in 1 minute.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Kuhnrod, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Get a message again from family of, again, Joe Coleman. He said, looking at his MVP trophy 35 years ago. He grew up in the Ipava area around the Mark Doner time period, who also won an MVP. So had the local ties for MVP. We had one of the MVPs here earlier, that being Jordan Fouts back in 2009, last time Little Giants won a title here in Macomb. So lots of great history, lots of folks. Again, it's always tied together from around this farming area of rural community. Second half basketball, lob it. And a big thanks to Rhonda for sending that information. We hope Joe's doing well. And he's got to be, since he's a Redskins fan, right?
I'm not commenting on
that's
that.
That's the way it
goes. I didn't know football was still going on.
It's not very much for us, though. It's winning it down.
Yeah, mine was over a month ago.
Foul situation there. Connor Artman picks up the foul first of this half. We're underway here, 41-25. Again, a drive off the left side, no good by Brunigan. Taps it out, still fighting for it. He has such an ability.
Taps it to himself quite a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he has just the ability to keep kind of moving up and down. He's always active.
He's like he's on a pogo stick. He's always keeping the ball active, just trying to tap it where he can get a hold of it.
Artman commits his second foul back-to-back to start this half.
Two quick ones.
Lob it. Underneath it is Brunigan. He just puts it up above the rim there, and he gets his 12th point. 43-25. It was just a slight lob in there. And he cut a jump. He didn't want to dunk it. 7:05. After he jumped about five times prior to that, I don't think he's probably got much spring in his leg. Down the lane, no call. Again, it was a Gooding drive off the left side. Here comes Brunica.
I thought he got hacked on the arm, too.
Opposite side, that's Braden Cox. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives through traffic. Nice little curl and a shot there by Braden Cox.
I think Braden Cox should do more of that.
We have a lot of teams, I think, by regional time, going to be very dangerous teams. And either one of these, especially Illini Bluffs, I think is going to
tune it up. A lot of talent in this tournament.
Yeah, there has been. 6:30, ball deflected, back out opposite side. Chargers drive through the lane. Put back is good by Atkinson. Atkinson with the offensive board. Their first 2 points of the half. Brunica drives from the top of the free throw line. Soft touch. He has such a soft and unique ability to hang in the air and just got that little soft roll after the shot.
He is a bona fide scoring machine.
47-27. He'll be anxious to see where he will end up committing. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for him.
And more still to come.
Yep, there is. 6 minute mark here. Bauer will walk it up for Illini Bluffs. At the hot hand of the first half for Trey's 15 points. Got a lot of isolation with Brunigan this second half. Alexander turns the corner. Cam Scott. Opposite side, Brock Bauer. Cam Scott sets, push three. Good.
Well, I'll tell you what, he had a quick release.
Cam Scott, just a sophomore. That's his 12th point. He's got four Trey's. 50-27. What a difference in shooting. Normally they've been scoring a lot of free throws and points that way, Bob. But three-point, that's one of the best games I think I've seen them shoot the ball from the three-point area. 50-27, 5:15 remaining in the third, and a quick pass zips out of bounds. Last touch for the Chargers. Here's a change. Clayton Granger checks in. Again, Illini West. Again, we'll bring it up across the timeline. Into the hands of Porter. Swings it to opposite side to Artman. Quick touch pass covered up there by Bauer. Quick on his feet out there. Recovered. Under the five-minute mark here. Porter wanted to shoot it. He was covered up. Good job by Illini Bluffs finding where the shooter's going to be. Down the lane. Scoop shot and roll. Puts a little backspin on it.
Dude, quick.
It was Connor Artman. He got a couple of field goals, 50-29. Underneath the Brunigan, a basket counts. He got bumped from behind. Brunigan with the field goal. Got 16.
Way below his tournament average.
So far.
Well, this is the first game he's had to sit.
Yeah. Again, they go to the free throw line, where he was 4-for-4 early. And he got a three-point play. 17 in the game, 53-29. 4:32 remaining in the third period. Along the baseline, a little too strong with that move. Loose ball on the floor. Shoveled up shot. No good. Now the pack comes. Lonnie bluffs. And Gooding got on that passing. They deflected it, or they had an easy bucket. Go to the opposite end. Substitution.
Turnover
coming in the lineup, Jacob Ryan.
Eight for Lonnie Bluffs.
Again, our call of the game still to come. We have third and fourth place. West Hancock and Farmington. Then Canton and Pittsfield.
Should be interesting matchups, you know. After playing one game earlier today, you're going to see who can hold up the longest, come up for the finales.
With the 4-11 mark, catch this near side. That was a kick. It caught in midair by Cam Scott. Chargers will keep it. Off to this near side. Cam Scott almost makes the steal.
Wow.
And a push three. Hey, Jackson Porter had a big night tonight. That is his fifth three. He's got 17. Ball knocked away. IB with the turnover. And again, the Chargers with the carry. Turnover by Alani West.
That's eight.
As we get into the second half of basketball here. Cam Scott greets the official in midcourt. Ball was deflected. Wanted to throw it down the floor. Ill-advised throwaway. Down the lane. Bank shot no good. Tap up no good. Off that left side by Porter. Out for three, it is Artman. Short on that one. He chases it down in the near corner. Double team through that. And again, lost a handle on it. Turnover by Lonnie West.
Gives him nine.
So that's back-to-back by the Chargers. Cam Scott down the lane. Little scoop shot and a roll by Cam Scott. One of his better offensive games with 14 in this game. 55-32 with 3:13. Ball knocked right to us here at the scorer's table. Long press row. Again, inbound will come by Porter. Looking over the defense. They get it into the hands of Jacob Bryan. Opposite side for a three. Too strong. Keep it alive off the left wing. Left side of that baseline where they will begin the offense. Drives, kicks it out. Covered up is Gooding. Jump to the near side. Comes up to the near side. Short on the attempt. 55-32. 2:45 of the third. Across the timeline, Cam Scott. Looking over the defense by the Chargers. Yeah, Brunica can figure this one out. Brock Bauer. A lot of guys, again, during the offseason, AAU. I know that Brock Bauer played with a specific one out of the Indianapolis area. Man, the same pretty much with Taylor Brunica. Plays some elite players. You could tell it really, for Taylor, it really elevated his game. You know, I think he saw that he had the potential to be able to compete at a higher level.
He's definitely a more rounded offensive player. And you can see on the defensive end, he does a much better job as far as rebounding and getting position. And still shows that ability to block shots.
Braden Cox with a free throw. His eighth point of the game. Still another quarter to play, and then waiting. We have West Hancock Farmington will be coming up at near 8 o'clock, and then 9:30 Canton Pittsfield. So a ways to go before we get to that particular moment of the evening for game 26. 2-minute mark here of the third. 57-32, back out front. They'll launch a three. That's good by Jackson Porter. He's had a great night tonight. Six threes, and he's got 20. 57-35 with 2:01. Timeout taken here from McComb by the Chargers. Back to McComb. Fifth, sixth place game returns in 30 seconds.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 and after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
It's been a game that has featured long-range three balls in this game. Trying to tabulate that again. We had six, is, I believe, sixth so far in the game by Porter for Illini West. And I believe it's nine for Illini Bluff.
There's Brunigan with about a 15-footer early
on. Brunigan with the bucket. He adds to his totals. 19 in the game by Taylor Brunigan. Gooding shot from three is no good. Brunigan wrestles away the rebound, looks from behind, dribbles by it, bounce pass in fashion, kicks it out to the near side. That's Davis, missed it. Thought better of it, then falls on the floor, and that's going to be a timeout taken by Illini West. Fell down with a minute 27, 59-35 in the third. Timeout in the fifth, sixth game place, and it's back in 30 seconds.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Illini and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Back here with the minute 24 clock runs. Folks are starting to fill the place here. Good lot. Nice crowd here for championship round later tonight. Gooding adds to that three-point shooting. Everybody's getting in on the act tonight.
Yeah, his ticket to the three-point party.
Seven threes in this game by Illini West. Minute mark here. Brock Bauer dishes it underneath. That is a Teal. Shot was no good. Loose ball after they missed there. Granger comes up with it. 59-38. Illini Bluffs trying to get their 10th win of the year. A couple of losses on the year, though, have been to Farmington. Jumper up the right side. Jackson Porter does it to short range on that one. 22 in the game. 35 seconds here. Brock Bauer. Now the perimeter, give and go to Brunigan. Looking for him to isolate here with 26 seconds. He'll back it out with a couple of dribbles. Now to Bauer. They drop Davis to far corner. High post is Teal. And Lance Crisp in the lineup and a blocking foul with 14 seconds. Jackson Porter commits the foul. It's his first.
About the only thing he's done wrong in this game.
Yep. 15 foul. Inbounds to Brunigan with 13 off the baseline. Bauer sent Chris for the far corner. High screen by Teal. High about three steps above the arc, and Taylor Brunigan showing some fancy long-range shooting with the three by Illini Bluffs. They lead it 62-40. Illini Bluffs setting the fifth, sixth-place game. We head to the fourth period back here in Macomb in 1 minute.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Back here along with MBIX for video production, WBYS's coverage. 3 days of this Macomb Holiday basketball tournament. Fifth, sixth place game now. Long range by Gooding misses it. 3 point shots in this game now. They got 10 by Illini Bluff, 7 by Illini West. Long range shooting. I don't think any of the teams. That sometimes happens in the championship night here, usually in this fifth, sixth, sometimes in the third, fourth place games. 7:41, and it'll be Gooding's third foul. Again, Taylor Brunigan, short on the free throw attempt. Another one coming up. 22 by Taylor Bruniga. Bends at the knees, and Senior knocks it down. Definitely he and Cooper Smith will be definitely in the running for MVP in this 71st annual Macomb basketball tournament. Kick it to this near side. A quick touch off the dribble. Finds an opening. Kicks out the opposite side. Gooding. Step back three and rimmed it no good. Bruniga with the rebound. Looks at it get across the timeline. Cox open to the left side. Bauer opposite side of the floor. He pulls up, takes a three, and nothing but net. Makes it look pretty easy, doesn't
he? No limits to his ability.
Doesn't he remind you a lot of Ethan Happ, though? I mean, yeah, the ability. I don't know if he's quite as efficient handling the basketball as Ethan was.
He's a little slender, too, compared to Ethan's more physical frame.
7:03, 66-40 here. Bauer will walk it up for the Tigers. Trying to close out a nice little run in this first part of the season for Illini Bluffs. Cam Scott lobs it and overthrown it off the fingertips. Turnover by Illini Bluffs. Again here at the 6:50 mark. Backcourt four again in the action here. Taking a look, they do have Jonah Burt, who's in the lineup for them. Burt wears number three. Missed opportunity there by the Chargers. There comes Brock Bauer, 6:33 left. Bauer out front there, beats Burt. Braden Cox, Cam Scott offensively. And to the near side, Lance Crisp. A little different look, ball thrown in traffic there. And we had a hold. That's going to stop play here. I think it's on 23. It is. Against Chase Granger. It's going to be his second. Another one coming up for Braden Cox. Just about everybody's got some big numbers for this Illini Bluffs offense tonight. Again, Cox, free throw's good.
That's what they do, Leon. Their success is scoring points.
And then a lot of teams have limited them really to field goals in this, in this tournament. They've kind of survived by free throws. Again, Braden Cox knocks down both of those. 68-40. Across the timeline. Quick pass here from Artman. Long three is no good. Taken the opposite side of the floor by Jacob Bryan. One and done of the Chargers. 68-40 with 6 minutes left here. We'll have a little bit of break in between, but not a lot. We'll have a chance to stretch our legs a little bit. We'll have our post game, all that for you coming up. And then the third, fourth place game, West Hancock, Farmington. That's at 8 o'clock, followed at 9:30 by the Little Giants against Pittsfield. Ball knocked away with 5:40. Off the floor to the far side, knocked out of bounds. Again, Chargers will inbound, and that will be Granger. Again, Drew Davis will be the sub. You have these underlying themes, and Drew Davis definitely going to be one of those who was a hero today, got the winning layup. There's a bucket. Chase Granger with a field goal. 68-42. And he'll talk about the success of a player like Peter Bruniga, who continues to add to his scoring tournament total in this one.
Well, he's got a repertoire when it comes to scoring offensively.
In the lane and rolled it up. And the basket will be good by Artman. I would say not much defense is being played right now by either of these teams.
Nope. Going with the motion.
.28 by Bruniga. Of course, that is unofficial. Opportunity here for Lonnie West to score. And again, it's a three-point play. It's 5:11 left here, 70-45. Brock Bauer will have a good seat there and had a fine night here with 15 tonight. Boy, he was firing him up from long range tonight. Ended up with, again, a total of four threes, 15 points. Five-minute mark, turnover by Lonnie Bluss. Here comes Burt off the right side, way off balance. Look out from behind, and then it's going to be a foul as Drew Davis was bumped from behind. You can tell a lot of the different folks here huffing and puffing and kind of working, trying to work their way through this little stretch here.
Like us?
like us. You ever feel like you're comatose? You're just kind of like numb?
On the way home.
On the way home.
That's why I'm going to be autopilot.
Substitutions. Aiden Trout will be one of those coming in the lineup. And as we mentioned, who else we have out there? Caden Kirkham. And let's see who else we have out there. Brandon Butts. So that's a couple of substitutions. Again, here at the 4:51 mark. And as we mentioned, Drew Davis gets the first point of the game. His two biggest of his career will always be the layup this morning. And in and out, no good. 4:51. They always ask, who is that guy who made the pass?
I can't wait to hear the story 20 years from now.
Yeah, it'll be kind of neat, huh?
Oh, yeah.
4:42.
Might be elaborated out a little bit, too.
Yeah, yeah. Out front with the Chargers basketball, it's Caden Kirkham. Kicks it out to the opposite side for three, way short. These guys who haven't played a lot in this tournament, trying to get their legs against a little different visual type of thing when shooting. Basket has the open areas here. It's a lot different open spaces to shoot. Ball kicked out of bounds. I believe it's off of Lonnie West.
Yep, I agree.
4:22. Again, here from Macomb's Western Hall on day number three. Seat's starting to become attached to me. Kind of feels like it's a part of me now. I'm not taking it home, though.
I'm feeling angry. Get in the car, then. You can always sit on top.
I don't think so. Coming up, 4 minutes left here.
National Lampoon Vacation style. I can call you Aunt Edna.
That's right. Opposite side. Chris Brunega.
Oh.
Head fake.
He wanted to pull a trigger.
Yep. Opposite side. Drew Davis on the exchange with 3:47 here. It's going to run some time. And if you're Illini West, I don't think you're going to probably contest it a lot. 71-45. Well, 3 minutes left here.
I think the outcome is a foregone conclusion.
Yep. Back out front. Double team. Running again with the player. Player control. Runniga commits the foul. It's his fourth. 3:28. 71-45. So you just should have kept again the ball out front. Those things won't happen. 71-45. Full timeout. We continue. Sixth place game. Illini Bluss in front of this one. 71-45. Back in a minute.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
And it goes to Burt. And a long one by Butts. Tried to bank it. Shot no good. They set that up for a play for him to take the shot. Number 30. Missed it. Rimmed it out. No good. Imagine you'll probably get another crack at it. 3 minutes left here between
you
the
always,
circle.
You always want to see more Butts.
Yep. Getting a head fake back out front. And a push for a three. There you go.
That was good on the relief.
Off the bench. Again, Reese Shearer. He gets in on the act. If we take a look.
There you go. That was Corey Squire, Leon.
Okay, Squire. Got everybody checking into this game now.
I'll put you to work. Earn your paycheck for once.
Again, here it's 2:34. Opposite side of the floor. With the possession, that's Teal. Cam Scott, lob it underneath. The catch and the shot is up and good. Nice play there. Teal with the bucket there. And again, 2 points. 76-47, 2:23. Getting some more folks in the lineup here for Illini Bluffs. See if we got all of these. I don't know if we have all of them. That's Dressing. I think we do have, and let's see, have Jackson Scheckler. Scheckler checks in.
Yeah, 51.
He's the one been with the flu.
51 is Taryn Corey.
All right. So Corey, 51.
Austin Dooley, 42.
Okay. Now yeah, he's in the lineup. Dooley was 42.
And you said Reese Shearer. The other one is...
And let's see who else do we have in that lineup there for IB. As we mentioned, I think we got them all there. End of the post, turns, and Butt's shot was no good. Out of the pack, across the timeline. They also have out there, I believe it's Reith Sondergraf.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
Yep, Sondergraf is number 33. 2 minutes left here. IB attacks off the right side between the circle. And a three ball near side, too strong. Mapped and a miss. That was taken by Reese Shearer again. Underneath.
Butts the line.
And again, Reese Shearer with the foul. Now our post game will be a short one here for our broadcast. Minute 44. And again here with the free throw attempt. That'll be coming up. Brandon Butts. Again, he gets the free throw. Next one coming up. Minute 44, 76-48. Coach Clay Vass clearing the bench, getting some more folks in. And in and out, no good. Minute 43 left in this one for the fifth, sixth place honors. Across the timeline. That is Sondergraf, loose ball. They fight for it. Butts and a hell ball. Also out there, as we mentioned, Dooley with a tie-up. Minute 32. Now the inbounds will come off the left side. And again, Shearer will inbound. Bounce pass into the post, covered up. Back out to Dooley. In the lane, a little runner, it's good. And again, Denver Deuce, number 22. So Deuce with the field goal for IB, 3 no good. Minute 15, another opportunity, they step back, 3 is no good. That was taken by Burt, Jacob Burt. 78-48. Again, a running clock here at the tail end of this one here. That is... And Dooley gets credit with a field goal with a goaltend and with a mercy rule running clock here. Last part of this game, 80-48 in favor of Illini Bluffs. And between the circle now with Butts. Yeah, Burt, 3 no good. Off to this near side. It was taken by Trout. 33 seconds left here. Get to our post game. We'll have our brief look at our stats. Get ready for West Hancock and Farmington for third, fourth place. Opposite side with 20 seconds. Free throw jumpers no good. Missed it. Again, the closing seconds here. Across the timeline. Launches a long three. Looks good. Banks it no good. Back out front. Leans in.
Get
and he
in
shoots
there.
That one and rimmed it out no good. Illini Bluffs, 80 and 48 for Illini West. That's the final in this fifth, sixth place contest. Honors go to Illini Bluff. We'll wrap this one up, get to our post game. And again, 10-4. 10-4 is the record. Yet 28 by Brunega. 80-48 our final. Fifth and sixth place game belongs to Illini Bluffs. And they get a final of 80-48. Post game is up next, brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on the North Main in Canton. Back here in 2 minutes.
A home and away tradition for Canton Little Giant basketball since 1968. WBYS, streaming online, 1560WBYS.com.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will ya?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Back here we get the scoring. Those are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Experience quality selection, excellent customer service. Canton and Elmwood. Let's get to the individual stats. Bobby, take a look at those team stats.
All right, Leon, for Illini West, 16 of 57 in field goals, 28.1%. 7 for 29 in three-point shooting, 24.1%. 9 for 11 in free throws, 81.8%. 34 total rebounds, 19 offensive, 13 total turnovers. For Illini Bluffs Tigers, 28 of 51 in field goals, 54.9%. 12 out of 25 in three-point shooting, 48%. 12 out of 14 in free throws, 85.7%. 30 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 12 total turnovers.
Scoring of the game, Illini Bluffs at 28. That's again Taylor Brunega. Set attorney scoring record eclipsing David McGinnis from Illini Central. And again, he eclipsed him as 129, finished with 134 points. So again, Taylor Brunega, the new scoring record holder here at the Macomb Holiday Tournament. He finished with 28 tonight, 11 by Braden Cox, 2 by Jason Alexander, 15 by Brock Bauer, 14 Cam Scott, 3 by Reese Shear, 1 by Drew Davis, 2 by Denver Deuce, 2 by Carson Teal, and 2 by Austin Dooley for their 80. Also scoring in the game, Illini West, Kennedy Gooding at 5 points, 4 Chase Granger, 4 by Brady Atkinson, 7 by Connor Artman, 22 by Jackson Porter, 2 by Corey Squire, 3 by Clayton Granger, and 1 by Brandon Butts, who they tried to get a 3 towards the end of the game there. But again, Illini Bluffs, the winner, 80-48, and they move now to a record of, again, 11-4, Illini West at 7-5. That'll wrap up our broadcast for MBixer Video Production. Up next, it's the third and fourth place game, West Hancock, Farmington. That's coming up next, followed by the title game at around 9:30. All right here. Thanks for joining us in the meantime. Back here in just a little bit from Macomb.
Thank you for listening to this Little Giant basketball broadcast on AM 1560, FM 93.7, WBYS, your leader in high school sports coverage. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Nerds on Call, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Spoon River College, and Perkins Seed House. Sponsors also include Lozier Oil, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and Canton Hy-Vee, home of the Coaches Roundtable. Stay tuned next for the Little Giant postgame show featuring stats, scoring, and a visit with the head coach. Brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Canton Little Giants basketball brought to you since 1968 on the voice of the Little Giants, AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.